guys all set?
Yes.
Coach, we can just open up with an opening statement on your thoughts of the game tonight.
You know, tonight was an extremely hard-fought game. Scranton played terrific. They really made us stumble around a little bit on the offensive end. But, you know, our guys just showed a lot of grit and a determination and just the will to win. There was a point in the game when, you know, Joey Keisel comes by the bench and says, you know, we're going to win this thing. And, you know, he tried to carry us on the offensive end, making big play after big play and making that last shot in traffic to tie it up. And we got beat by a great shot at the end. You know, tremendous play by Scranton.
Open up for questions.
Coach, did you, on that last play, did you think they were expecting to come right back down the court after you guys made the basket tie up?
Yeah, certainly. You know, that's usually the way we approach it. We have some smart guards that can make some plays. So when we got the rebound on our last possession, our instructions were to, you know, make a play, get down the floor, take what the defense gives you. And, you know, with 5 seconds or 6 seconds to go, that's what Scranton did. You know, got in a guard's hand, and he was able to unleash that last shot.
Joe, can you just kind of walk us through the last few seconds? Obviously, you know, you came down and tied it up. And just, what was
it? You're talking about on offense or defense?
On both. And the last, you know, you coming down.
I got 10 seconds left. Sherry got the rebound. Just took it from him and just did a quick pick and roll. I was trying to get Sherry open for a jump shot, but they didn't help at all. So just went straight to the rim, made a tough shot. And once I saw that kid take that shot, I was standing underneath the basket and knew it wasn't good. Good for us. And that's the game.
Mike, foul trouble early for you. Kind of prevented you guys from really kind of getting your rhythm, you think, in that first half. And then by the time the second half rolled around, it was tough to get control of the game back, you think?
Yeah, it was definitely frustrating. But at the same time, you just got to roll with the punches. And Scranton they played a great job, did a great job on defense, and beat us today.
Coach, in the second half, I mean, you guys kept battling back. I mean, they'd come down, they open it up to five, and you'd get down and get within two and tie it. And then, you know, just Scranton just never could overcome and take that lead, you know, in the second half. But the guys certainly, their effort was there tenfold.
Yeah, certainly. You know, a big play was when Joey stole the ball. And I think we might have been down 5 or 6 points at that point. And, you know, it gave us life and gave us the belief that, you know, we could make this happen. But that's the type of competitors that we have in this program. I mean, they never give up. They just fight like heck. You know, 4 losses on the year, and in each case, the last possession. You know, three of the games we lost on the last shot. You know, so it just speaks to when things aren't running smoothly, our guys just have the wherewithal to, hang tough and, you know, and the belief that you can find a way to win basketball games.
Ryan, you look back on your career, full of so many great memories and moments. What do you remember most?
Definitely a lot. I mean, it's been a great 4 years. I mean, the trip to Salem was incredible last year, and I was positive we were going back. But it's just been just the teammates, coaches, I mean, fans, everything. It's just been, I couldn't ask for anything better. I mean, I'm so glad I came here and played here under coach. It's just been an awesome run, great run.
The energy that was coming out of that student section, trying to will you guys, you know, in the second half, and then when the game was over, I mean, you had to hear them just giving you that final shout out as you were.
Yeah, I mean, that meant a lot, and the crowd's been really great. We've really been bringing the fans out, and they've been coming out, and with how the tickets sold out in 8 minutes or whatever it was on Thursday. It's been great. I mean, the support around campus is awesome. Everyone's saying great job last weekend, that kind of stuff. It's been great. And too bad we couldn't send off with a win, but I mean, it's the game.
Joey, you've been on both ends. You guys made to that Final Four last year, and now to several losses like this. But you know, you're going to be back. But, I mean, at this point, you know, that feeling that you have. How do you get past it? How do you translate that to coming back?
I mean, it still probably hasn't soaked into its fullest. And tomorrow, I'm going to be waking up and wondering why we're not playing tomorrow night. But you know, we just got to. I'll take some time off, reflect on a great year that we had, great 2 years that we had. That's my first home loss, and I mean, it's a terrible feeling, but you know, we just got to come back and work even harder than we have been in past off seasons. And you know, we set the level high here, and we just want to keep going.
Next year, when you come back to do that, you know, obviously Ryan's not going to be here. Can you talk about just playing with him and you know, what he's meant to this program?
I mean, without a doubt, he's been the best player in the history of Middlebury. And what he's done for just the whole community and the program, he just brought just this work ethic and this sense of responsibility that, you know, everyone's accountable. And you know, I'm going to try to bring that next year and in the next 2 years. And, you know, he set the bar high, and I want to just really continue that.
You know, it's a gift. You know, Ryan came into the program as a highly talented player, but to work with Ryan for 4 years and to watch him expand his game and each year get back, come back to the program better, and just as importantly, to really accept the leadership role as a senior captain this year and mentor, you know, his younger teammates. And you know, again, when you have a talented post player that loves the game, you know, it's just a great, great luxury as a coach, because a lot of tall players are put in a position where you should play basketball, but, you know, Ryan loves to play, and we get his guys organized, playing pickup in the fall, and you know, again, just a very, very skilled player, a terrific person, terrific student, and, you know, he's going to leave a legacy of you know, greatness that Joey and his teammates have to try to fulfill, you know, in the upcoming years. But it's been an unbelievable run, winning over 100 games in 4 years. And when you only play 24 in the regular season, that's doing some work.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, guys.